A lot of communities in the U.S. will have a visit from Santa. It's a chance for the kids in the area to come meet St. Nick and make the requests known. So perhaps it's not that unusual. The situation occurred here around Fairbanks, Alaska. But what resulted is a place that people worldwide recognize as Santa's true home. It's today's feature on the American Countryside.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV. And you can download programs and watch offline. Go to farmjournaltv.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at farmjournaltv.com.
As Paul Brown explains, it was somewhat by chance that two well-known Alaskans ended up in this state.
Con and Nellie Miller, who are the founders of Santa Claus House, they arrived in Alaska actually in 1949, shortly after World War II. And Con was kind of looking for adventure. He had just recently gotten out of the military. They wanted to do something different. So they kind of moved up here on a whim, almost as an adventure. And Con actually promised Nellie that they would only stay 5 years.
Con began a clothing store and fur buying business in Fairbanks. He began to make trips out to remote villages to do business.
One day, he found an old Santa suit in an inventory that he had bought, kind of a closeout inventory from one of the other stores. So kind of his shtick, I guess, he would dress up as Santa Claus when he was traveling to the villages. And he was kind of the first Santa Claus that a lot of the village children in Alaska had ever seen. So he kind of got the reputation as being Santa Claus.
Con was dressing as Santa, not just at Christmas, but when he made those trips out to the bush country of Alaska. But eventually, those trips began to wear on Con, and he decided to build a new business east of Fairbanks and stay in one spot.
He decided to build a trading post, and one day while he was building the trading post, there were some of the village kids that had known him as Santa Claus. They drove by and they called out, "Hello, Santa Claus, are you building a house?"
The name stuck, and the unincorporated area where he settled became known as North Pole.
Santa Claus House really started out as kind of a trading post. It was a general store, soda fountain, things like that, you know, general dry goods. Because North Pole was so far out of Fairbanks, it became kind of the gathering area, general supplies and things like that for locals.
But that simple trading post has grown into much, much more. The story continues next time as we travel the countryside. North Pole, Alaska. I'm Andrew McRae.